Seattle futures softened on Thursday. Recent data suggests restaurants face a long road to recovery. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 5th of March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in Colorado and the Texas Panhandle through Thursday afternoon. Elsewhere, trade was limited on light demand with too few transactions to trend. For the week so far, trade is steady with last week on a live basis in the Southern Plains and Northern Plains at $114 a hundredweight. Dress trade in Nebraska is $2 lower at $180. Live sales in the Western Corn Belt last week were at 114 and dress trade was at 182. Cattle futures closed lower Thursday, pressured by the slog for higher cash prices and faltering outside markets. That was despite net U.S. export beef sales for the week ending February 25th being up noticeably from the previous week and up 15% from the prior four-week average at 22,600 metric tons. That's according to the weekly U.S. export sales report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. Live cattle futures closed an average of 41 cents lower, from 2 cents lower at the back to 85 cents lower in spot April. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.34 lower, from 75 cents lower at the back to $2.32 lower toward the front. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 85 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $233.88 a hundredweight. Select was $2.56 lower at $221.68. The average dress slaughter weight of 909 pounds the week ending February 20th was 10 pounds less than the previous week, helped along by the recent winter storm. That was still 9 pounds heavier year over year, according to the USDA actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 841 pounds was 9 pounds lighter than the previous week, but 10 pounds heavier year over year. Fed cattle slaughter for the week of 439,124 head was 49,097 head fewer, or 10.05% less than the same week a year earlier. As for grains, corn futures encountered some pressure in the front months on Thursday, perhaps tied in part to the previously mentioned weekly U.S. export sales report. Weekly net U.S. corn export sales of 115,900 metric tons for 2020-21 were a market year low, down 74% from the previous week and down 96% from the previous four-week average. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents higher, except for 1 to 4 cents lower in the front three contracts. Soybean futures closed 6 to 15 cents higher, except for 3 to 4 cents higher in the front five contracts. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed but mostly under pressure at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 600 to 750 pounds sold unevenly steady at Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, $1 to $4 lower at 750 to 950 pounds, and then a dollar higher at 950 to 1,000 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 550 to 650 sold steady to a dollar lower, and then $2 to $4 lower at 650 to 900 pounds. There are 5,619 head on offer. At Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers sold $1 to $10 lower, while heifers traded $1 to $4 lower. There are 3,825 head on offer. Steers weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold $9 lower at Stockman's Livestock Exchange in Dickinson, North Dakota, where there are 2,791 head. Steers weighing 600 to 650 sold $4 lower, and then steady to $2 lower at 650 to 800 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 600 to 650 sold steady to a dollar higher. They sold $4 to $6 higher at 650 to 700 pounds and 750 to 800 pounds, and then $3 lower at 700 to 750 pounds. Steers weighing 550 to 750 sold steady to $3 higher at Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,550 head. Steers weighing 750 to 950 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. Heifer calves weighing less than 700 pounds traded generally steady to firm, and then steady to $3 higher at heavier weights. Also in Iowa, steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold steady at Denison Livestock Auction, while heifers weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold mostly $1 to $3 higher, but $2 to $3 lower at 700 pounds. There are 2,377 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Thursday, with traders apparently rattled by Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's dovish remarks concerning recent inflation, which helped lift Treasury yield rates and depress bond prices. On the other hand, crude oil futures continued to surge higher, tied to the OPEC announcement that it would maintain reduced production levels. West Texas Intermediate on the CME closed $2.13 to $2.55 higher through the front six contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 345 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 51 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 274 points. Recent data continues to paint a bleak picture for U.S. restaurant recovery, the nation's second largest private sector employer. While many other industries have moved into a recovery phase, the restaurant industry ended last year in a double-dip recession and with 2.5 million fewer jobs. Between March of 2020 and January of 2021, restaurant and food service sales were down $255 billion from expected levels. That's according to a letter to Congress from Sean Kennedy, Executive Vice President of the National Restaurant Association. The letter was in support of passage of the American Rescue Plan. Kennedy shared highlights from a February National Restaurant Association survey of 3,000 restaurant operators. Among the survey findings, the restaurant industry lost nearly 450,000 jobs between November of 2020 and January of 2021, representing about 10% of the total jobs that were recovered during the first 6 months after the spring shutdowns. Consumer spending in restaurants remained well below pre-pandemic levels in January. Overall, 77% of restaurant operators say their total dollar sales volume in January was lower than in January of last year. 32% of restaurant operators think it will be 7 to 12 months before business conditions return to normal for their restaurant, while 29% think it will be more than a year. An additional 10% of operators say business conditions will never return to normal for their restaurant. Finally, 14% of restaurant operators say they will probably or definitely be closed within 3 months if there are no additional relief packages from the federal government. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 5th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.